resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So click away and be safe.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a non-essential business, we are now forced to close our retail stores. I will be available for emergencies or to take phone orders. My cell phone is 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman is well positioned to survive this issue. Please be safe and we'll see y'all soon.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been breaking records for the last few days, but it looks like a frontal system will probably bring an end to the record highs. For tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, but very mild. Overnight low temperature around 70. Chances some showers, perhaps by the wee hours of the morning and first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 70s both days. That's still above normal, though. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday. That's the storm system we're going to keep an eye on for the possibility of some stronger storms. The pollen count still in the very high range until at least Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and we have a first-time caller. Hey, caller, you are on the air.
Yes, good evening, Terry.
Hi.
Get my voice feedback.
I know. I don't know what's going on, but go ahead.
But I just want to find out. The governor, you know, the other day, has told us that we have to wait 20 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I would like to know is the corona map that they show on WSFA TV.
Mm-hmm.
How come the numbers are not going down, you know, like they have another map of the people that have gotten better? I mean, I'd like to, something stinks about the whole thing.
I couldn't agree more. You're right. Well, you know, one of two things is going on. Either this thing is a heck of a lot more dangerous than they're letting on. I believe it's a bioweapon, but I don't know how deadly it is. I know a lot of the numbers, what this stuff has done, and please forgive the term, is it's finished off a lot of elderly people who are already, you know, had a foot at death's door, had a lot of stuff going on, and then they get this, and it's just like the final straw. I know they look at that as they were killed by corona, which I guess they were, but it wasn't just that to kill them. So this stuff is either a lot more deadly than they're letting on, or there's something totally different going on behind the scenes, and this is all some way to keep us out of the way.
That's kind of weird, but
I know.
I like that if people are getting better, how about the numbers are not showing up on them? Like the state rock numbers, every time they come in, they say 600 people have come to this, 700. Mm-hmm. I mean, when does it reach to the point of where your numbers
when they start decreasing?
The numbers quit going up.
Was it post-mortem?
I mean, we need to have a different map or something to give us more accurate information.
Right. The incubation period is, what, 15 days? Is that what I've read?
Yeah, somewhere between 15 days. 15 days, yes.
So if it doesn't start going down probably by the end of this next week, then we got something to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of how I see it.
And that's the way I see it, too. But you have a very interesting program, and
thank you.
I enjoy listening to you, and I enjoy listening to Rusty Organs. I mean, all you guys over there at WACV Radio are great, and you keep a good word about today.
I'll do that. Thank you so much for the call.
And you have to have mercy.
Yes,
take
sir.
Care. Bye-bye.
Matthew.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
You quarantining yourself?
No, not at all.
Good. I didn't think you would be.
Yeah, man, this whole thing, it's 100% electronic.
That's exactly what I've been thinking, 5G.
Yeah, yeah it is, man. They fired that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to say. I mean, I didn't know what God meant when he was talking, you know, the cat's out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense now. You know, cat is kind of an acronym, like backwards it's the Antichrist.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. Never thought about that.
Yeah. You know, man, it's kind of crazy. You know, they say that people are flying less now, but I've been seeing a lot of planes. They're still doing their thing, you know?
Yes, they are. Yes, I've seen a lot of military planes, too.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The drones will come soon. Like, all they need is for people to start panicking,
mm-hmm.
and then they can go ahead and roll in the plan, you know?
Yep. And we don't need to panic.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't panic at all, man, especially if you're with a creator, you're good.
Right.
What's going on, though, you know, in the past years, you've probably heard of targeted individuals.
I am one.
Yeah, man, so they're doing that to everybody now.
We were the test cases.
Exactly, man, exactly. So it'll be easier for everybody else to get, or I say easier, it'll be faster.
Yep.
You know, they won't have to deal with it for so many years.
Right.
And it'll leave, you know, people are going to be awake soon, man.
That's right, and they're trying to cover all their bases.
Yeah, that's why they're rolling it in, man. The smart stuff ain't working no more. The phones.
Yep.
Like, the body's a conduit, so they've been kind of stroking us through the smartphones and the Wi-Fi for a little while now, the 4G and stuff.
Right.
But people are starting to learn where to put their hands and when not to look at the camera lens and what not to say. It's just an instinct, man. They can only do that for so long.
Yep.
So they have to amp it up now. And I'll tell you this, their computers can't keep up with God at all. Will never keep up with God.
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
Yeah. And so, you know, I would look for the power to probably go sooner or later.
Yep.
And then what they'll do, because when the power goes, the quantum computers and stuff that the AI can't link up with the grid network anymore, what they'll do at that point, the only conduit left to get into us would be actually put it in us. Because I'm pretty sure they've got their computer shielded underground, and it might make it through the sun's blast.
Right.
You know, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, it's interesting, man. There's a constellation we're moving through the wake of an explosion right now.
Postman's nodding his head, yes.
Yeah, man, the Apollo constellation, the guy holding the snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that bottomless pit, man, we're about to move through all that stuff that's coming out of there. I think there's been talk about an object or two coming this way, but, you know, more of it is radiation than anything. It's a big blast we're moving through.
Mm-hmm.
And the ancient people, man, they knew these things, like, word of mouth, like, they knew.
It's passed down.
The stars, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the Tower of Babel, you know, for instance, it wasn't one tower. You know, it wasn't this one big tower that, and people weren't stupid. They weren't trying to build a ladder to get into space.
Right, they weren't, yeah, they didn't think they were going to actually climb to heaven, right.
Yeah, what they did was they built a pyramid grid around the earth to communicate with fallen angels, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man, that's where all that comes from, that whole Tower of Babel.
Perfect sense. Perfect
and that's
sense.
Why nobody understands all these hieroglyphics anymore, man. Don't nobody speak like that.
Right, exactly. You're making a lot of sense tonight, Matt.
Yeah, man, this is the truth, you know?
There you go. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man, it is. And that's what they're scared of. And that's what people are doing right now is they're waking up and telling each other things, little seeds. Pretty sure, man, we're probably just going to take off from the ground and start flying out to our place in the wilderness, man.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm ready, baby.
Yeah, it is coming.
I love it. I love it.
But this, you know, I don't call much anymore because it's really not necessary, especially now. The word's getting out. You know, it only takes a little match, and it causes a big forest fire. Right now, we're in the stages of that. People are getting it, you know.
I hope so. I pray so.
Yeah, so and they're tightening it down, man. They're getting ready for the false one, the one who represents the beast, you know.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I talked about it for years, man. I tried to tell people, you know, what is a television? It's a false image that speaks to people, and all of it lies or it's been manipulated to, you know what I mean? Be a program structure for people.
Yes.
And so, you know, a lot of younger people don't even watch TV. They just get on the internet.
Right, right. Use their smart device. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the new beast, you know, and it's pretty strong.
Yeah, it is.
But now it's wearing off. People are doing human things again. You know, they're not using the cell phones the way they did before.
Thank God.
You could have a cell phone in your hand, and it's not able to read you like it did before. Like these smartphones, man, they can pick up your pulse.
Uh huh.
You know, they can tell by the tone of your voice if you're in fear, if you're loving something, and they read your pupils because it's got a camera on it.
Right.
You know, it's a it's a monitoring device for an AI system.
Absolutely. It's activated remotely.
Yeah, the beast, man.
You're right.
And that's why people are going to be saying, you know, this thing's impossible. I'll never be able to beat it, you know, because when it tightens down, everyone's going to be a targeted individual. They're going to hear voices. They're going to, you know, AKA, they're going to go crazy.
Yep, there you go.
And so now, and this is important, you need to go ahead and just repent. And when I say that, it's not like I'm telling you, oh, you need to totally change your life. No, you need to look within yourself and evaluate yourself from a different place, because you don't exist in your body, you know?
That's right.
No, you come to it. It's a conduit.
There you go.
There's two worlds that are about to merge, and the only one that's going to be left in the end of it is the world that's on top of this one, where we really exist.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And so, because you think about that, you know, when you dream, you know, because even Christ said it, he said everything the best. He said that heaven is not something that's coming. It's in your midst. It's already here.
Wow, yeah.
It's what we do every moment is we're bringing things from there into this place.
Yeah, into this dimension.
Right. Some people do drugs and sorcery to steal things from there and deal in miscreation.
Good work.
And it's got a lot of people fooled. It's had people fooled since before Egypt.
Yep.
Way back. But, you know, he got kicked, man. He's kicked. And now the wrath is about to start pouring down, man.
Amen. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, buddy. I got to hit a break.
Yeah, I got you.
It's good to hear you.
Yeah, you too.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
See you. All right, guys, got to hit a short break. It's a short one, 3 minutes. 272-9228.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you, and be safe.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away.
So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Yeah, go get you some more pharmaceuticals. That makes perfect sense. Man, I tell you, pharmaceutical companies are terrible. Wait a minute. I'm talking about a sponsor, aren't I? I'm sorry. They're wonderful people. I'm sure they just mean to do good. They don't mean to harm you. Isn't it amazing when all of a sudden all these antidepressants hit the market? Suddenly everybody that was taking them found themselves not up to speed, let's say, in the bedrooms. So then along comes the same pharmaceutical company suddenly come out with Viagra and all these other ED products. It's all designed to feed itself. One pill does this and makes you do this, and then make another pill that takes care of that problem. But that's going to have a side effect. Then there's going to be another pill that's going to take care of the side effect for the third pill. I mean, on and on and on it goes.
And it eventually kills you.
It eventually kills you. It definitely does. I got to tell you, right now it would be the perfect time for you to start weaning yourself off whatever pharmaceutical you're on. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a doctor, and if you're taking something that's saving your life, don't quit taking it, please. But there's ways to lower your blood pressure naturally. There's ways to do a lot of different things naturally, and you need to be figuring out how to do it, folks, because there's no guarantee that your local pharmacy is going to be open a whole lot longer. You never know. You know what I mean? It's just kind of how it works. Anyway, we're having some issues with our phones tonight. I'm not really sure what's going on, but we're going. All right. Hey, Crawdad.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. How are you?
Oh, I got a little echo there.
I know. It's our phone screwed up, and I don't know what's going on.
It's gotten a little better.
Yeah, it has gotten a little better. Or maybe it's just Crawdad. Maybe he makes it better.
Well, let me see if I can clear it up here. I'll pour a little salt on it.
There you go.
A little hot pepper juice.
Hey, that ain't bad, rub a little bacon on it.
Yeah, rub some bacon on it.
Some bacon on it, absolutely.
Methamphetamine.
Yes. Novamil.
Or two. Had everybody and their brother on Providen.
Yep. Them tankers could go for days.
Mm-hmm. And the next thing, Bayer Chemical over there patents heroin. And then a year later, it patented aspirin.
They patented heroin first?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
Yes,
that.
And then a year later, aspirin.
Evil. Yeah, they own Monsanto now. So.
Let me think. Was it Monsanto and Conagra? Did they merge?
Actually,
or one bought the other, or whatever.
Bayer bought Monsanto.
Bayer bought Monsanto.
Yes, and they took all of the negative press and the negative lawsuits and all with it, but they bought Monsanto.
Man, Terry, there's something you should look into. Boy, this echoes.
I know. It's terrible.
This is nothing forward about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, Master was the gun that that job went up Sandy Hook with?
Okay, I caught a little bit of that. What about Sandy Hook?
The kid.
Adam Lanza?
Adam Land.
Yes.
All right, the gun was a Bushmaster.
That's right.
At the time, the company Bushmaster was owned by investment group called Cerberus.
Okay.
Remington Doors had absolutely nothing to do with Bushmaster at the time that occurred.
And they're still getting sued, right?
The families were going to sue Remington Doors because they Bushmasters, and the court approved it and let it through.
Yep.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Unless you, I'd like to know the judges that approved it. Who appointed those judges? I'll bet you money they were Obama appointees or some liberal appointees. Got to be.
I mean, you might as well, you know, sue Jack Bill's money that got drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wrong on so many levels. It's
totally frivolous.
It is.
But anyway, that just my mind. And but back to pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of in our pharmaceutical cabinet have an origin in a natural substance.
Yes.
And what they've tried to do over time is to make it where they patent something.
Yep.
By slowly changing.
Synthesizing. Yep. You're right.
And that's why we should go back and revisit this natural path.
Yes, I could.
Because I have absolutely no problem, like if somebody had a really bad thing, and a doctor said, well, I want to take this log here,
mm-hmm.
or tincture of oath, put it on your... Of course, now the same thing, clove... Same thing, relieves pain.
Right.
But anyways, I just like talking to somebody for a minute.
I'm glad you chose me. Thank you.
You guys are fun to listen to every Saturday.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
It.
I really, I'd love to hear your voice, Crawdad.
Remember, wherever you go, there you are.
I'll do that. Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Take care. Yeah, I love that guy. He's a good guy. Really is. I hate that he's going through what he's going through, but... you know, we've all got our battles. We all have our issues, our problems, and I'm sorry I keep bringing mine up because it's not your problem. It's my problem, not your problem. But yeah, I think I'm a TI. I've had people that are a lot smarter than me tell me that all Morgellons victims are TIs, and I haven't ever heard. Well, I've only heard a voice one time, and that was, gosh, 3 or 4 years ago. And that's the only time I've ever heard a voice. Now, when I'm laying in bed and there's nothing going on, I don't have the ceiling fan on or anything, when there's total silence, I can hear people talking, I can hear music, but I can't hear it well enough to make it out. I don't know what song it is, but I can hear it. Now, maybe I'm hearing something from six houses down. I don't know, but I hear it, and I hear people talking. They're mumbling. I can't make out what they're saying, but I hear them talking, if that makes sense. I don't know. Maybe I'm losing my mind. Maybe I don't have a mind to lose. I don't know. Wow, I don't know where to go next. There's so much going on. Higgs boson. They've had a big... Something happened at the Large Hadron Collider. They've made another... Well, something else is freaking them out. I'll get into that when we get back from this break. But they've discovered something over there that's kind of freaking some of them out. But we'll get into that when we get back. This is Clearing the Air. We're having issues with our phones. Should we not even take calls?
Well, we got 30 minutes left.
Yeah, if you guys want to tough it out, we'll see how it sounds. Yeah. But so much feedback. I don't know what's going on. I haven't touched anything. So, but anyway, 272-9228. This is Clearing the Air, and we'll be back in five long, agonizingly long minutes. That's it.
Let's talk about trust for a minute. Think about it. You've got to be able to trust your doctors and nurses, police officers and teachers. Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength of someone or something. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. You have to trust that the people coming into your home to clean will kill the germs. Southern Bell's uses professional hospital-grade cleaning products to kill viruses and bacteria. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Nothing like a little elbow grease to truly get the job done. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's cleaning service today. Call 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region. Trust your home to the ones who've earned the trust of the River Region. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been breaking records for the last few days, but it looks like a frontal system will probably bring an end to the record highs. For tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, but very mild. Overnight low temperature around 70. Chances some showers, perhaps by the wee hours of the morning and first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 70s both days. That's still above normal, though. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday. That's the storm system we're going to keep an eye on for the possibility of some stronger storms. The pollen count still in the very high range until at least Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air that was started almost 6 years ago here on this very network, which is 93.1 WACV, part of Blue Water Broadcasting, and this is one of the few little independent series of stations left. Believe it or not, 90 to 95% of all mainstream media is owned by just a handful of big conglomerates, which are controlled by a handful of families, which are not exactly outstanding Christians. Let me just put it that way. So we're very fortunate in this town to have this series of stations. So that's a good thing. Okay, I was talking about what was going on over at the Collider, right? Well, this is deep. But atoms, as we know, are made from electrons, protons, and neutrons. Protons and neutrons are made from what are called quarks. Now, there are six kinds of quarks, each of which has an antiparticle, which is basically the same particle with the opposite charge. The six quarks have been named up, down, strange, charm, top, and bottom. No kidding. The BO particle contains a down quark and an anti-bottom quark. After the LHC creates these particles, they decay. Physicists are the most interested in the rare event when it decays to a KO, consisting of a down quark and anti-strange quark, which further decays, plus two muons. Muons are like a heavier cousin of the electron. This is so deep, it's hard to wrap your mind around it. So what's so exciting about this? Well, in some aspects of the decay, what physicists actually measure differs slightly from their expectations. These differences haven't passed the so-called 5-sigma test yet. The physics community has agreed upon a 5-standard deviation difference between experiment and theory before they can denote it as a true discovery. So basically, think of each of the billions of collisions per second that happen in the collider as its own experiment. Some of these collisions will produce the BO particles, while some of those BO particles will decay in the specific way that physicists want to study. Anyway, they're having some issues because it's not doing what they thought it would do. And I got news for you. They don't know everything. They think they do. They don't know everything. You know, if they can't put their hands on it, feel it, measure it, study it, they don't believe it exists. It's like our souls. And I found a really cool meme this past week that it's not, we aren't bodies that consist of a soul. We are a soul that uses a body. That's more appropriate. And I couldn't agree more. That's exactly what we are. We're just using a human vessel. We are consciousness. That's what we are. Now, the question is, what happens to us after this vessel that we're using goes away? And that's where your faith comes in my opinion. But anyway, I digress. Let's see. I read this story today on my Biblio when I got my email. I always get my Biblio emails on Saturday, and it's full of really cool stuff. The Earth's tilt. International research covering the past million years of global glaciations show that small changes in the tilt of the Earth's axis, called obliquity, is important for triggering the end of ice ages or for glacial terminations. The study, persistent influence of obliquity on ice age termination since the middle Pleistocene transition, published in the journal Science, challenges previous contentions that precession rotational changes which govern the Earth when it's closest to the sun is most important. Ice ages are the most fundamental features of Earth's climate over the last few million years, says author Russell Drysdale, probably not related to Milburn Drysdale, the banker for the Hillbillies. He was from the University of Melbourne, Australia, and the Hillbillies weren't in Australia. Nearly 200 years ago, it was proposed that transitions from glacial to interglacial periods, shorter intervals with temperate climate, such as the current Holocene that started about 11,600 years ago, are triggered by the changes in Earth's orbital geometry. And this notion ultimately became part of the astronomical theory of ice ages in the early 1900s. Just like everything else, and I've read that it's every 67 years, they learn that what they thought they knew was wrong, and they learn something different. It's kind of how it works. We're constantly in a transitionary phase of learning things and unlearning what we thought we knew, but we really didn't, if that makes sense. Same thing here. Now they've figured out they haven't been looking at it right. It's unreal. That's why I always say the only real, honest-to-God, true science we have that's not based on some really smart old dude's opinion is math. Mathematics is the only pure, 100% correct science. They say it's the science of God, and I can see that because it never changes. Mathematics.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
You know, 2 plus 2 will always be 4. I don't care what they say in the schools now. You know?
Yeah, and the science is that's mathematics too.
To
a certain extent, yes, it is. It is as math and that, you know, because it's difficult to for science. Mathematics is a science. To be honest with you, mm-hmm. if you want to look at it, kind of like a, you know, they're interchangeable pretty much, because you need one, you know, to explain the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is an interesting article that I found talking about what's going on now. Let's see. me go back to the top of this where I can see. If we can believe the numbers put out by the CDC, as of Friday, that would be yesterday, there were 1,246 deaths in the U.S. attributed to the coronavirus. Now, compare this with the 1968 H3N2, quote, Hong Kong flu. It reportedly killed 100,000 people in the U.S. and around a million throughout the world. Now, at that time, the response was not to lock down the country and destroy the livelihood of millions of Americans and usher in severe violations of the constitutions that were the Constitution we're now witnessing. Short of COVID-19 numbers shooting into the stratosphere in the long run, the death rate will be nowhere near those of the H3N2 pandemic. After the virus is put down by warm temperatures in the northern hemisphere, jobless and impoverished Americans will scratch their heads in wonderment at this massive overreaction by their government. Back in 1968, the U.S. economy was doing fairly well. It was the economic powerhouse of the world. The economy began the slow process of engineered deterioration after the so-called Nixon shock imposed wage and price freezes in response to Federal Reserve manufactured inflation, which is what they do, and the direct international convertibility of the dollar to gold in 1971. 10% inflation in the 70s was the result of honest mistakes of well-meaning central banks. This is what the Federal Reserve told us, which they lie like a rug. The former Fed boss, Ben Bernanke, said in 2002 that honest mistakes, and I use 84 air quotes, honest mistakes were also responsible for the stock market crash in 1929 and the Great Depression that followed. Yes, it was caused by the Federal Reserve. Thank you very much. Is the current corporate propaganda media-generated hysteria over what appears thus far to be a normal influenza virus happenstance? Well, I argued the pandemic was planned or conveniently exploited, if not beforehand, then in its early stage as it swept China. I am convinced the virus was arranged or exploited to make an excuse for a coming and unavoidable Great Depression, and a historically unmatched depression as a direct result of the fraud, manipulation, and gambling debts of the financial class. Wow. Blame for the pinpricks deflating absurdly enlarged and distorted asset bubbles horrendously crashing the economy will be laid at President Donald Trump's feet. How about that? Moreover, the crash and its enforced misery, only now beginning to gain fatal momentum, will be used by the ruling elite to demand several drastic reforms, beginning with a call for a centralized world government. Now, this globalist scheme, long in the planning, will be rolled out, quote, temporarily, but just to confront the virus, mind you. Yeah. He's absolutely right. At least it seems that way to me, because there's something going on here that's not right. And I'm telling you, you know, Pelosi already tried to slip in a digital currency in this stimulus bill, which...
Yeah, that's what I heard.
They got it removed, thank God. But they won't stop trying. They never stop. The scariest thing to me is not the Pelosi's and the Schumer's. You kind of expect that. Unfortunately, you have to. What scares me is the ones who are tasked with taking these people to court and stopping them for doing illegal, unconstitutional things like sedition and treason. They're not doing a damn thing. That's what should scare you.
Yeah.
And I think it's because the corruption goes so high up that there's nobody there that's not corrupted that's going to do anything to stop this. And that will be the end of this country. Mark my words, that's what will doom America.
There's too few of them.
Yeah. All right, we got to hit a break. Last one of the night. I would say call. Please don't call. We're having some serious issues with our phones. But we'll be back in 3 minutes to finish this thing up.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The biggest threat to law enforcement, it's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over 1 lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a 2-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hey, welcome back to the very last segment, the waning moments, as it were, of this week's Clearing the Air. Thank you, everybody who's listened and participated in this program. Good Lord willing, I'll be back next week. I honestly believe 5G is attributing to what's going on with me, and it is really wreaking havoc. I don't want to get into that. Thank you for listening. Wow. So, did you say WSFA has moved to the tower?
Yeah, they...
Wow, they finally got off Delano, huh?
Yep.
Took sure them long did. Enough. Wow.
Yeah, I remember when I first came here, you know, they were in that
they've always that been building. There, dude. Always.
Yeah. Since 65.
Yeah. I was born in 1960, and I used to go there to that little shopping center that's right behind there. That's where I used to go get my hair cut and everything when I was a kid, because we lived over there on Patton. And, yeah, I remember it's been there the whole time.
Well, they was in there 15 years before I came, though.
Yeah.
So I've been here 40, so gosh, that's been a while since 65.
Yeah. 65 was a long time ago.
Yep.
But you know, I don't know that things have gotten any better. Things just aren't, they weren't like they were when I was a kid, and they're not like they were when you were a kid. It's just, I don't like the direction this is going. I really don't, but.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say things were much simpler then.
They really were.
Yeah, you were quite. Of course, you were a kid that those days, and you know, you just saw things for what they were.
Right.
And I mean, you got your butt whooped when you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's
and,
right.
You had to do your chores.
Yep.
And I mean, you had to be respectful. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And things definitely changed now.
And not a good way. There's an old and wise parable that you may have heard, and it goes like this. One day, an old Cherokee man sits down with his grandson to teach him about life. A fight is going on inside of me, he says to the boy. It's a terrible fight between two wolves. One is evil. He's full of rage, jealousy, arrogance, greed, sorrow, regret, lies, laziness, and self-pity. He continues, the other is good. He's filled with love, joy, peace, generosity, truth, empathy, courage, humility, and faith. The same fight is going on inside the hearts of everyone, my grandson, including you. The grandson thinks about it for a few moments, then he asks his grandfather, which wolf wins? The old Cherokee man simply replies, the one you feed. There's also another version of this story. It goes like this. The grandson thinks about it a few minutes, then he asks his grandfather, which wolf wins? The old Cherokee simply replies, they both win if you feed them right. You see, if I starve one wolf, the other will become imbalanced with power. If I choose to feed only the light wolf, for example, the shadow one will become ravenous and resentful. He will hide around every corner and wait for my defenses to lower, and then he'll attack. He will be filled with hatred and jealousy and will fight the light wolf endlessly. But if I feed both in the right way at the right time, they will live side by side in harmony. There will be no more inner battle. Instead, there will be inner peace. And when there's peace, there's wisdom. The goal of life, my son, is to respect this balance of life. For when you live in balance, you can serve the great spirit within. When you put an end to the battle inside, then and only then are you free. Here's what that means. There's a reason why I like the second version of the Two Wolf story better, because it makes sense. It honors what we refer to as the yin-yang, or the sacred balance of life. Now, the Buddhists refer to this as the middle way, a path that embraces both being human and divine. That brings us to the essential meaning of the Two Wolf story. It is a parable that is a teaching, a path, and a prescription all in one. Not only does it teach us about the basic nature of humanity and that peace is within our grasp, but it also prescribes the wisest action and therefore gives us a path to follow. What do we do with these two seemingly opposing forces that live within us? How do we handle the paradox of being both sacred and wild? What do we do with our higher and lower traits? The answer is to embrace both and seek balance. To feed both wolves within us is the right way at the right time. How about that?
Yeah.
Wow. And it goes on and on, but I won't get into all that. I got to tell you, I think we could learn so much from the American Indians, or the Native Americans, I should say, but that's probably not going to happen, not at this point, and that's a shame. See, Bill and I got something here on Bill and Melinda Gates. Oh, Veterans Today, and I could not post this on our Clear in the Air Facebook page, but please, folks, go to Veterans Today, the website. You'll find all the paperwork on where this bioweapon they're calling a virus came from. Every bit of it. It will explain it all to you. All you got to do is go and look. I would post it, but I can't because it won't let me. Okay? It just won't. Okay, yeah, I mentioned the fact that we're in a war with China. It sure seems that way anyway, and I hope that's not the case, but there's a lot of evidence there that says it is. Wow. Postman, anything you want to talk about as we wind this thing out?
Well, no, not in particular.
Not in particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
All yeah, right. It's you know, it's been a kind of strange week here for a while.
It's only going to get weirder.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's a lot of people just, you know, walking around, you know, nonchalant. And, you know, acting like nothing's wrong, but it is. There is something wrong.
Yeah, this is the globalist. If you follow this thing, follow the money, it's the globalists. That's where this thing originated from. Bill and Melinda Gates financed it through the agency, through North Carolina and a lab up there.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing, is this a staged pandemic? I believe it is. I'm sorry, I do.
And it's actually difficult, you know, to tell the outcome of it. You know,
a lockdown on planet Earth.
Yeah, you can actually say that that this is a true pandemic, and it'll be over with in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of difficult to say. I mean, you can't actually, you know, pinpoint, you know, when this thing is going to end.
I think they're going to declare a medical martial law. I mean, that if this is the globalist, that makes perfect sense to me. They're going to say, we can't control this. We got to lock it all down. which they've already started doing.
Yeah, if they increase exponentially, mm-hmm. yes, they will. They will probably lock it down completely.
Mm-hmm. And they'll transition us to cashless digital currency. We'll complete the military deployment of 5G, and it is a military technology. Make no mistake. Do your research. You'll find I'm telling you the truth. You know, they tried. The thing about technology is there for the last 30 or 40 years, computer technology, everything escalated so fast that they couldn't keep up with it. They put out the Gwen Towers, which is ground-based warning electronic networks. That supposedly was this big system they were going to set up to let us know if Russia launched a missile or something, which, by the way, we don't have fallout shelters anymore, so you're toast if that happens. But the Gwen Towers were put up for no reason, never were used. So now we got 5G, which they're being sued for putting up 5G because right. they're not supposed to be putting up 5G. They're supposed right. to be putting up fiber optic cables.
All right.
But we're not getting fiber optic cables. We're getting a damn weapons system from the military.
Same.
Who?
Sam.
Sam, I'm sorry, buddy. I can't take your call. Number one, the phone line sounds terrible. And number two, we got about 2 minutes. So I got to finish this thing out. I'm sorry. I love you, buddy, but I can't take your call right now. So anyway, you got 5G, you got the Internet of Things. They're still working on all of this stuff. That's part of it. They're going to lock us down so they can finish doing whatever it is they want to do. So ask yourself this. If there really is this big danger of us being outside and spreading all this, you watch. You watch at the number of utility trucks and stuff out there setting this stuff up. Watch. They're going to be out there. They're going to be setting up the 5G antennas because it takes a gazillion of them. They're going to be doing all this behind the scenes while they're telling us it's not safe for you to go out. You watch. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you will know that I'm telling you the truth. This is all about control. This is a global medical tyranny is what this is. And it's coming. Well, it's here. So there. It's here. It's just how it is. 5G is bad. Very, very bad. Look at what they've already tried. They've already tried the whole climate change. First it was global warming, then they changed it to climate change. Which, by the way, one of the reasons that is so hot is the metal particulates and all the aerosol spray that morphs and turns into a fake cloud layer traps the heat down on the ground. Usually in the summer when we were kids, we remember we'd go play ball or something with our buddies. We'd have to take a windbreaker because when we'd ride our bicycles home after dark, it was cold. That's how it works. The hot air gets displaced by the cooler air when the sun goes down. That's not happening anymore because the metal particulates is trapping the hot air on the surface of the planet and it can't move. That's why it's 90 degrees at 10 o'clock at night. That ain't normal. They're doing this through the aerosol program, folks. They've tried every way till Sunday. It's kind of like their attempts to get Trump out of power. They're trying everything. They're trying everything with us to try to convince us that we need to just turn it over to them because they see the real danger and they're the only ones that can help us, which is one of the biggest lies ever perpetrated on this planet. They want our ultimate demise. Never, never misunderstand that. They want to see us ended. That's the truth. I love each and every one of you. Good Lord willing, I will be back next week. I'll be back Thursday on Greg's show and Thursday night on David's show. Hopefully, good Lord willing, I'll be back here with Postman Saturday night. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Stay at home. Don't go out after 10. I don't know how many times I'm going to get pulled over going home, but this is going to be a fun trip, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I'm excited. I'm excited about it. I'm wondering how long before I see the Mars lights, you know?
No kidding.
Yeah. But anyway, I love you guys. I really do. I